Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go with another Short Shifts episode. 10 minutes are on the clock. My name is Toph. I am your driver on this magic carpet ride. Jeffrey Lovecchio, my tatted cousin, is my passenger. Should he choose to accept, this is going to be a fun one. Vex, are you ready?
Let's get it.
All right. I want to know how an individual and how a team can earn some swagger. How do you get swag? How do you get swagger? Every championship team that I've ever coached, every championship team that I've ever played for had the swagger. So I want to know from you, how do you build that? How do you gain swagger?
I mean, I would first say that like swagger comes from confidence, first and foremost, belief in self, which I guess is a part of confidence, team bonding. I guess like if a team has swagger when they trust each other, you know, and if you trust each other, you know, you got each other's back, like you're probably going to win more games, obviously. So like togetherness, team bonding, confidence is earned through quality reps in multiple different things in your day. Being hard to play against. I feel like when you're hard to play against, you naturally have swagger. Like you just know, like I'm always going to try and out battle everybody else. And when you know that you are okay with doing that, you know, you're going to win more and that brings swagger. That's a good question. I think there's so many answers.
Do you agree though, that like, if you want to be like a championship team, like you got to have swagger.
Oh my God, for sure. 100%. Like you can't win a bunch of games, especially at the higher levels. Even kids, like the kids teams that have swagger, like they move differently as they're coming in the rink. Like when they're warming up, they've got a different look on their face and the way that they're approaching warmups and stuff. Like I see it pretty easily. And it starts at an individual level and then permeates out to the team, I think also.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, obviously you earn your swagger with your daily preparation for what you do, right? But when it comes to like team swagger, I really feel like you have to have competitive kids on your team. Like if I'm building a team, you have to have an element of compete with most, if not all, of the players that are on my team. So in building a championship roster at like the junior level or the college level or the pro level, there has to be an element of competitiveness to pretty much everybody that's on there. The other thing is you have to have personality. Like you have to have some semblance of personality. You know what I mean? Like it can't be like the bland, everybody's the same. You got to have a couple clowns. You got to have a couple like tough guys, you know, and I think that's a big part of it. What do you think about that?
No, I love that. That's such a good point. And I guess if like, I always try to like keep breaking things down. Like why is that? I think that probably those teams too have an environment where the coaches allow the different characters to play their roles on the team.
100%.
And that doesn't mean that it's a soft coach. It could be a hard coach. Cause like even with Haysto in Omaha, like we had characters on our team. We had friggin' swagger in Omaha, as you know, since we stomped you probably like 20 out of 20 times. Over
maybe 19 out of 20.
Yeah. I'm sure you probably
went to one once. Yeah.
Maybe once. But like that was a tightly run ship, but like within that ship, guys did have like their own personalities and swagger within the room and everybody trusted everybody. And we had exactly what you said. And I said in the beginning too, like we battled each other in practice. And part of the reason that I think we had swagger in Omaha all 3 years I was there, and we were really good in the league in USHL all 3 years I was there. And on the best teams that I played on in pro when we were good. It was because guys knew that like we battled each other so hard in practice that games were going to be easier. So like when you know that, like nobody's going to battle you as hard as we were battling each other on Monday on battle day. So you go into the games and you're just kind of like, oh yeah, now's the fun part, you know? And I think that's a big part of it. Like you said,
two words come to mind as we're kind of talking right now, when it comes to swagger, number one is toughness and number two is togetherness, toughness and togetherness. And I think those two almost kind of go hand in hand with the conversation that we're having right now. But I do think it's important to like almost define toughness, because I don't mean toughness in terms of like, oh, you have to fight or whatever. Like I'm talking about like every shift, they're relentless. Every shift, they're relentless. And like, there's no easy shift. There's no easy ice out on the ice. And then the togetherness part is like, dude, like I'm such a big believer in bench energy, such a big believer in bench energy. It's everything. It's absolutely everything. Now, what I will say, toughness and togetherness, you don't have good bench energy unless your team is tight. You don't. Like I've been a part of too many teams as a player and as a coach. The closer that your team is off the ice, the better your bench energy is going to be. So like when somebody blocks a shot, somebody takes a hit to make a play, somebody makes a sacrifice play, like beating out an icing, and the bench gets up and like they congratulate the guy for coming off after those little things, that doesn't happen on teams that aren't tight, right? Like teams that aren't tight, the bench is kind of like, eh, whatever, or even worse, like it's negative and like the D are complaining about the forwards, you're not open, and then the forwards are complaining to the D, I was open, just get me the puck, you know.
I'm 7-11, I'm always open.
Yeah. And so like again, you know, I was up at Bishop Kearney at the hockey academy up there doing some team building stuff up there, and what I was telling the guys, like they live in the dorms, like I was telling them, like everything that you do here at the dorm is just as important, if not more important, than anything you do on the ice if you want to win a state and a national championship. Legitimately.
Yeah.
I do it, man. Like whenever I do my team building with college teams, one of the questions I ask, how many people in here have won a championship in their life? In a college locker room, typically half the people will raise their hands, whether it's youth, junior, you know, whatever it may be. And then with those people that have their hands raised, the next question I ask is, okay, of all of you that have your hands raised right now, how many of you, that team was the closest team you've ever been on? And no hands go down. No hands go down. So like toughness and togetherness when it comes to swagger is everything, man. It's everything. And I'm like, there's like a cockiness and arrogance that comes with it. And some teams that have swagger, that can, you need to tame that down a little bit. Sometimes there's a little bit too much, which it's almost a positive. Like they just have that arrogance. Like you're never going to beat me. Like bring it, buddy. And then there's other teams that I've been a part of that just have quiet confidence, quiet swagger, just between the whistles. Like you're done. Like, I know I'm going to beat you right now. I know when there's a puck in the corner, I'm going to get it. And then that permeates throughout the team. And like that confidence, and you said it, like that's something you earn in practice. Every team that's had swagger that I've been on, practices were harder than the games. By a long shot. The most selfish thing that you can do as a teammate is not be competitive in practice, because you're not making your teammates better. Like if I'm going against somebody in practice and I know that they're not competing hard against me, like I get pissed. Like, no, like you're not making me better right now. It's too easy. Like it's got to be hard, you know, because the games are hard. And so I don't know. This is something that I think is such an important part of team building. Just earning that swagger every day in practice and earning that swagger every day away from the rink with your relationships and how close you get, man. It's so important.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about like blocking shots and how does the team react? I've given over the last just 2 weeks to 10 days here, a ton of like video messages to coaches asking me to send a video to their team for playoffs to show them before.
I've been doing those too. It's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel so honored.
Yeah, I love it. Well, a bunch of them are teams I work with online throughout the season, and the coach wants me to get them going. And every speech, there's something in there about blocking shots and like what needs to happen. And it's because of what the bench energy will be when you key in on these little tiny details in playoff games that wind up being huge details. But then that starts to bring the swagger. Now, every time somebody does something little, everybody's up on the bench giving each other fist bumps, which makes everybody want to buy in even more to do all those little things. And then you start playing with swagger because now you're doing all the little things and now you're more confident. And it's like everything is a circle. It's not a square. It's a circle.
And I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. it's awesome, man. When you're a part of a team that has that swagger, that cockiness, that arrogance, that like it's toughness and togetherness at the end of the day. And so thank you to Allie, Brianne, and Andy for hopping in with us on the Hockey Think Tank community, watching this live. But time's up right now. Share the show, baby.
Sure.